Another episode of the I'm Undeniable podcast. I'm your host, Alex Sundar, and I'm here to drop some major fucking bombs and perspective on how to become unbreakable in your mind, body, and soul. And today's episode, like well, the last couple episodes, we've been really deep diving into mindset and the body and the body. We got my boy here on Instagram. What's up, man? Treat meals are my favorite, all in how we look at it and measure it, eh? Absolutely agree. And I'm going to really kind of break things down on why cheap meals do not work when it comes down to weight loss. And it's an old school, I call them old school concept, because cheap meals is something that we used to really do like 10, 15 years ago. And lots of approaches now have changed when it comes down to weight loss or fat loss. So there's going to be a ton of value on this. And if you're getting value from this, make sure to DM me on my Instagram, Alex Sundar Fit. And let me know what your biggest takeaway from this podcast episode that I'm actually going to be giving to you guys today. So, cheat meals. What essentially is a cheat meal? Well, what normal people do when it comes down to a cheat meal is you will stick to a diet Monday to Friday, super, super, super strict. And then usually on Saturday or on the weekend, at some point we have one cheat meal that goes completely against your diet. And people do it for a couple of reasons, right? People do it for a couple of reasons as like a reward meal, rewarding yourself at the end of the week when it comes down to staying just super, super consistent on your diet, right? It's usually a reward meal. A lot of people like to do that. A lot of people like to do that because it upsets the metabolism, right? That's what they used to say too. Upstarts the metabolism so it can help you lose more weight quicker. And I'm here just to give you guys perspective on why my opinion is cheat meals don't work. Now, I'm not a fan of cheat meals. I don't like to give my clients cheat meals, but it doesn't mean we don't have flexibility in their nutrition plan. It doesn't mean you can't have some of your favorite foods and treats in order to lose weight and essentially get towards your goals. Right? So remember that. It's all about that. Watching the replay. Yeah, I got you, dude. I will try and remember. If not, shoot me a DM. We're live streaming this podcast episode at the same time. So why don't cheat meals work? Well, here's for a couple reasons, right? So in order to lose body fat, it's called the law of thermodynamics. You need to be in a calorie deficit. And there are so many ways to create a calorie deficit. You can increase your overall activity through exercise, that puts you in a deficit. You can consume more protein, which will indirectly put you in a deficit as well. Or you can eat less food. Most people will focus on eating less food. It's the right way to go, right? So while we're in that calorie deficit, essentially our goal is to be in a big enough deficit in order for us to lose body fat, right? And the problem with a cheat meal that I personally see with people is that typically, this cheat meal that is not tracked, that is not weighed out, that's just a free-for-all, will do a couple things. One, it will actually take you out of your caloric deficit, right, during the week. And because it takes you out of your caloric deficit, you're not going to lose weight because of that. Doesn't matter if it increases your overall to your maintenance level or up, which most cheat meals do. It's going to pull you out of your deficit, which means the weight loss process is either going to slow down or essentially just not happen for you. That's one of the things that we actually see with cheat meals. Now, another factor, which actually a lot of people don't even know about, is when you go through a huge calorie spike, especially when you increase carbohydrates and fat right away, when you're in a deficit, it actually increases certain hormones within your body that will automatically cause you to be hungrier the next day and the following days after that. So you got to be extremely careful when it comes down to that. And the reason why that might not be a good idea for you is, let's say you stick super strict to your diet. Monday, you're good. Tuesday, you're good. Wednesday, you're good. Oh my gosh, I'm so looking forward to that cheat meal. That cheat meal happens, and then a lot of the times, most people will actually start to binge eat for the next couple of days. One cheat meal turns into two cheat days. One cheat meal turns into three, then the four, and then that cycle really, really continues. And a lot of people do not have the self-control to do a cheat meal when they're first starting to lose body fat or weight. And I'm going to explain a couple of different perspectives on potentially if you should include a cheat meal in your routine, right? So that's one of the two problems that I kind of see with it when it comes down there. One, it takes you out of your caloric deficit. Two, it can cause binge eating for a few days on top of that. The third reason, which I see quite a lot, is because that cheat meal is usually high in carbohydrates. It's usually high in sodium. It's usually high in fat. Your body goes through a lot of water retention. And even though that there's a potential for you not to put on any body fat at all, a lot of times people will weigh themselves the next morning. They see that number go up, and it's extremely discouraging. And one of the reasons why that number actually goes up is because of the water retention. Doesn't mean you always gain body fat, but it could be because of the water retention. And a lot of people just don't have a good relationship with the scale. A lot of people don't have a good relationship with their own self body image. And because of that, a lot of times they're like, fuck, what's the point? I worked so hard all week. I stuck to my diet plan. I should just give up. Well, the reason why that happened is because of that cheat meal, right? So what you need to do is you need to strategize correctly when it comes down to your nutrition plan to make sure that you can still stay on point with your caloric deficit, still have some freedom, and able to get towards your fat loss goals. So we're going to break it down, and I'm going to tell you guys exactly how you should be doing it and how you can include a potential flexible or free meal within your plan. Number one thing you got to realize when it comes down to cheat meals, whatever restaurant or place that you choose to have that meal, that caloric intake that you're taking is not very controlled. If you actually even go on Google and you go to, let's say, Earl's as an example, you search their food menu and you look at their nutrition, the calorie intake from their food, most of their food is pretty fucking high. We're talking about like 1,100 calories just for that one meal. Some meals are even up to 2,000 calories. It's quite crazy when you look at restaurants and what they actually put in their food. They load it with butter, oil, sauces. Yes, it might taste fucking good, but if your goal is to lose body fat and actually keep it off and really get in shape, well, you could be just making a mistake right there. So what can you do instead? Well, this is what I teach my clients. It's the exact strategy that I give them. One, something that's called flexible dieting. I'm a big fan of flexible dieting. The reason why it's called flexible dieting is because you're keeping track of your macro ratio. You're learning how to weigh your food. You're keeping track of your protein intake, your carbohydrate intake, your fat intake. And because you can keep track of those foods and those macronutrient profile, you can add in or sprinkle in, as I call it, some of your favorite foods. It's called the 80-20 rule. You want to eat 80% nutrient-dense quality food and 20% you want to have some flexibility. I definitely don't agree that you should just be eating junk all the time, even though you can technically lose weight while being in a calorie deficit that way. You should still hit your nutrients because it's going to allow you to be significantly more consistent when it comes down to your fat loss goals. It just depends on like what your long-term goal is, right? So that's the strategy that you can do. Now, you might not be able to eat a full big cheat meal of like whatever you want, but the good news is you can sprinkle in some things that you eat in order to get your fat loss goal. And you got to be okay with that because like when it comes down to hitting your fat loss goals, being fit, you got to make certain sacrifices in order to achieve it. Now, once you hit your weight loss goal or your fat loss goal, flexibility at that point can be quite a bit different, but that's like a different podcast episode altogether. Now, what if you're someone like Alex? I really just want that free meal. It motivates me. It helps me stick to it. Well, there's something that you can do that I'm a big fan of. I do this for myself sometimes. I get a lot of clients to do it. It's called calorie cycling. So your total caloric intake is like a budget, right? So if you're in a caloric deficit, let's say you consume 2,000 calories per day in order to be in your caloric deficit in order to lose weight. Let's say instead of doing 2,000 calories, you do 1,800 calories. So those 200 calories that you decrease to go even to a lower deficit, if you do 1,800 calories, let's say on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, that is 6 days in a row, you got 1,800 extra calories left over by the end of the week. At that point, you can probably choose a heavier meal that's within that caloric range. And that way, you can have that flexibility at the end of the week, have that cheat meal, so-called cheat meal, and still stay consistent in your caloric deficit. It works really, really, really well for those that want that flexibility. But just understand, a cheat meal is not an all-you-can-eat fest. It is a one-time meal. Now, the risk of that, because you're eating such a bigger meal within those calories, you still could have those cravings the next day. Hence why I'm a bigger fan of flexible dieting overall. But if it helps you keep consistent enough in order to achieve your fat loss goals, you're on the right path, right? You're on the right path. That's what's the important part, right? And just knowing that, okay, if my goal is to lose 20 pounds, 30 pounds, 50 pounds of body fat, well, you're going to have to be a little strict in some areas in order to build up the correct habits in order to get towards your goals. And that's why it's so important not just go on a diet plan and just do a cheat meal at the end of the week. It's also important to really build up these long-term habits that essentially are going to allow you to stay consistent long-term, right? Because according to the science, only 5% of people are successful at fat loss. It's unbelievable. It's crazy. But in order to accomplish that, we got to be realistic on terms of what's going to work for you. So a cheat meal, it's not a magic formula, but a cheat meal with the right strategy in terms of flexible dieting and calorie cycling can help you stay consistent long term and allow you to hit your fat loss and weight loss goals. Now, there are other couple of factors that you need to keep taking consideration if you're going to do that. Number one is your nutrient profile. If you consume the right nutrients, it will reduce cravings. It will reduce sugar cravings as well. It will making sure that these essential nutrients will actually potentially reduce the cravings that you have, and you can stay consistent on your diet. Now, what are these nutrients that I'm talking about? Well, number one is protein. Protein is going to maintain the muscle mass on your body. It is very satiating and it'll increase the thermal burning effect within your body anywhere from 5 to 30%, depending on your genetics. So that's extremely important to know. The second thing that we can actually look at is your fiber intake. Fiber intake is so, so important for your gut health. It's so important because it also allows your body to absorb nutrients from the food that you eat. And you want to eat a bare minimum of 14 grams of fiber per 1,000 calories. So when you're in your caloric deficit, a lot of those fibrous foods that you're going to consume from are going to be coming from fruits and vegetables. So it's indirectly going to force you to consume foods that are higher in nutrients and that have a higher nutrient profile to supply your body with the right nutrients in order to lose weight, in order to get towards your fat loss goals. So that's super, super important to understand that when you are going on a fat loss goal, a fat loss plan, you need to have every factor considered when you're making this game plan for yourself. And know that, okay, if I'm going to get towards my weight loss and fat loss goal long term, I have to be consistent. Without that consistency, it means nothing. And understanding that if you do choose to include a cheat meal at the end of the week, yeah, you might lose weight a little bit slower, but that consistency over time is what matters. And that consistency is what's going to allow you to be undeniable, unbreakable, and get towards your fat loss goal. Now, if you are completely stuck and you're like, man, I'm totally stuck on flexible dieting, cheat meals, all of that jazz, and I don't know where to start, here's my offer towards you if you're listening to this podcast episode. If you DM me on my Instagram, AlexSundarFit, and you let me know that you watch this episode, I will do a free 30-minute consultation with you over the phone where we can deep dive into your goals, create an action plan so you can actually achieve your fat loss goals and keep them off. So if you got value from this episode, guys, share the podcast episode with someone who could absolutely use this information. Hope you guys have the best day ever. And we will talk to you guys very soon.